Dark Winter Nights is produced with support from the University of Alaska Fairbanks Journalism Department, preparing the next generation of bold and talented journalists. UAF Journalism. Tell great stories.
Curiosity. It drives us as much as any of the other human emotions. Why did we go to the moon? Did we need more rocks? No, we were curious. Why do we explore the depths of the oceans? Maybe we're curious what we might find lurking down there? Curiosity also has to be one of the most conflicted of the human traits. It's that devilish little temptress who sometimes propels us to do amazing and daring things, sometimes dumb and dangerous things, and sometimes, well, it's kind of like she just wants to make us look like idiots. In this episode of Dark Winter Nights, True Stories from Alaska, we hear the story of two guys who could not resist the siren call of curiosity, and this time things ended up more hilarious than dangerous, although it didn't seem like it at the time. I call this story A Short Trip to Hell. Enjoy it. I love this story. Alex and Kevin found hell in the fall of 2009. They hadn't been looking for it, but then again, most folks don't go looking for hell. At any rate, they found it, somewhat ironically, in Fairbanks, Alaska. It's always the last place you look.
So here we are. We are next to the Oak and Keg and the Tobacco Company. There is Alex. You really can't see him. I can't see any of this
Where is it?
It's over here.
Okay.
Cleverly disguised as a lump of dirt. Can we open that up? Here, you want
to take a peek inside?
The entrance to hell was hidden under a wooden frame covered in thick moss. They wouldn't have seen it if they hadn't accidentally tripped over it. They had been out shooting beer bottles with a slingshot in the woods near a liquor store in a strip mall when it happened. The fact that the entrance to hell was near a liquor store is the one part of hell that makes some sense. The strip mall actually makes some sense, too.
This didn't look at all like some official city hole with, like, a manhole on it, or...
No. It looks like something, like, I don't know, from, like, the 60s, or, like, I don't know, maybe, like, 1910 or something. It was really rustic and, like, old-looking.
It wasn't like a manhole, like, I mean, because I always associate that with, like, Ninja Turtles, with, you know... It was rectangular, so it did look man-made, but it was unmarked and, I don't know.
It was asking to be crawled inside.
Yes.
Hell was about 10 feet deep, and again, ironically, it had frozen over. The walls of hell were covered with ice. The floor, too, was solid ice with water underneath. The opening to hell was rectangular and, unfortunately, unlabeled. Although if it had been labeled as such, it may have only piqued their interest even more. Kevin and Alex, both in their 20s, decided to gather some basic tools and return later to explore hell, not knowing, of course, that it was hell. That's the problem with hell. You don't realize when you are about to climb into it. The other problem, the bigger problem, is that it's hard to get out of hell.
It was deep, and we threw a rock down there, and we heard it land not too far, and we could kind of see the ground, so we were like, oh, it's about, like, maybe 10,
we did actually see the rock on the ice, so yeah. We're like, oh, it's solid.
Yeah, so it's we're good. Like, oh, it's solid, it's good.
Looks like there's some dirt at the bottom.
I can't see anything on this camera. It's, like, too dull of a light.
Well, looks like I see some dirt down there, so...
So now we're testing the grappling hook.
Was this like a storm drain or something like that?
A death trap. I have no idea what purpose or function it served other than you crawl inside of it and you die.
What was your plan for getting down into the cave?
Well, Honestly, we really didn't have a plan per se.
No, we had the grappling hooks. We had the grappling hooks.
Yeah, we had two grappling hooks.
Or Alex had two grappling hooks at his house. One of them looked like it was made in shop class. Just like three pieces of, you know, like bars of metal, and then they just twisted it and made like a really shitty, you know,
grappling hook.
But the other one looked pretty industrial.
Yeah.
And actually, you forgot the best part was when we were testing it out.
Oh, yeah, like, the best part was when we were testing it out. Like, it was like those old, like, you know, Batman, like, you know, when they're climbing up on the side of, like, you know, the building, but it's, you know, shot at an angle. And so we were doing that on the side of the road, like, you know, pulling it. And I was like,
yeah.
So the way that you tested the grappling hook was basically to stand kind of facing each other, like dual style, and see if you could pull yourself toward the other person.
Yes, exactly.
And it never crossed your mind that it might be harder to do this, like, vertically, like, against gravity?
Oh, of course not. Of course not.
Of course not.
No, we don't think that far ahead.
What?
Did you think anything could go wrong with your plan?
Yeah. There was, like, you know, a corner of my mind that, you know, I might get stuck. But, you know, obviously, you know, I don't think worst case scenario.
I kind of had a feeling that maybe there would be some bad stuff going down. And that's why I was filming it.
So right now, I'll just give you play-to-play action. We're dropping the rope. No. You should put the other way, like, test this, like, the weight down there. Yeah, that sounds pretty solid.
All right. I'm gonna go make my descent.
Okay.
Well, I was feeling pretty excited, actually. I thought there'd be something, like, really cool in there. Like, something just, like, beyond my completely wild imagination. Like, a treasure chest, like, full of gold. Or just something just insane like that. Just, like, something I couldn't even, like, comprehend. Like, or probably a dead body.
The entrance to hell doesn't tell you what's inside. Knowing all about something makes it less interesting. Instead, hell tempts you to fantasize about what treasures it may hold.
Okay, hold on. Put the light on you. Hello. So right now, Alex is in the cave and there's really nothing here. I'm getting kind of creeped out and it smells really bad down here. There's nothing to see and I'm going to go back up.
Yeah, that's Alex's face. You can barely see what the f*** we're doing right now.
Well, I saw a pipe and then some walls and lots of really cold water and the rock we threw in. And it was pretty disappointing.
There was, didn't you see, like, or it was just too dark, too far?
Well, when I first got down there, I was, like, you know, shrieked, because I thought I saw something really scary, but it was actually just that pipe I was talking about.
Really getting scared. Freaked out here.
Jim, way to not put that in your face. Okay, well, I can call 911. Or I can get some people.
Alright, loop this around over to the other chain.
What?
Like, attach it.
Okay, hold on, I'm gonna turn off the camera.
Okay. But it smells really bad, though.
I know, it smells terrible.
It was really swampy, kind of smelling, kind of rustic. Like, really rustic smell. Yeah, it was mostly swampy, rustic, and kind of like a septic tank.
Methane, yes, methane.
Yeah. So it's like a mixture of all three.
But yeah, it did have kind of a rustic smell to it. It was foul. And that was for me up there, and I was just like a little bit of whiff of it, but Alex was immersed in the dead body stench.
That's another thing about hell. It really stinks of methane and dead body smell.
What am I doing with this?
Oh, I think you're tied around this, like, double.
Oh, okay. I know what you're saying. Like, through this?
Yes. Yeah.
And then you can push against. Okay. Okay. So Alex is.
Oh my God. Why am I going back to heaven?
You got this. Yeah, you got this. Oh, fuck. Alex, you okay?
What exactly is happening? It's like you're falling. What exactly is happening there?
I think it was you trying to climb out, because that's like that, you know, putting it on the wall, because you got pretty close to the top.
Yeah, and then I was like trying to like, you know, push my feet up on the side, but it was just too slippery. And I was like,
it was ice, and then you were warming up the ice, so it's like watery ice.
Yeah, and then it got even icier.
Yeah, what would have happened if you had let go of the, was the rope literally holding you up out of the water from the?
For the most part, yeah, but I don't know how deep it was. I mean, it could have been like an extra like 1 or 2 feet of ice. But, you know, for the most part, I felt like the ice was seeking underneath me. And I wanted to stay up because I certainly didn't want to go in that water.
Yeah. You okay? You okay?
I'm scared.
Hey, you want the light?
Don't hyperventilate, man. Take a cool calm. So was your, did you have your shoes against the wall?
It's so wet. It's all the sides around me. Okay.
You're okay. You got this.
Oh, I'm gonna shoot my hand. Okay.
You almost had it, man. You get against the wall. You pull on it. You need your shoes. You need to be able to put your shoes against the wall to be able to get up here. Let's analyze it.
No!
You got ice on these walls, okay?
Let me just get some help. I can't breathe.
Okay. I'll get some help. Do you want the light?
Yes.
Okay, I'm gonna give you the light. I'll be back, okay? But do not try to climb while I am gone, okay? Because if you fall. And you fall into that water, I don't want you f***ing drowning, Alex. You are my best f***ing friend.
All right, help!
Okay.
Did you think something had happened to Kevin? Because you're yelling pretty much from the minute he leaves. It sounds like you think he's gone forever.
Well, you know, Kevin's really slow, so I figured, you know, if I scream a lot, you know, he'll kind of have a little added incentive to go a bit faster.
So you're trying to give him a little bit more hustle there, huh, as he's going to...
Well, also that and complete sheer terror as well. It's a combination of the two.
Kevin! I'm scared! Kevin! Kevin! Help! God damn it, Kevin! Where the f*** are you?
How long were you down in the hole before he came back?
Oh, I don't know. Like, it was, it seemed like a really long time. I mean, it was like 10 minutes or so, but I don't know. It just felt like a really long time.
Did you think that Alex was overreacting at any point?
On this one, no. I think, you know, there's been other times when we've done stuff and Alex is kind of like acting to a certain degree, but not this time. I think these were genuine screams of terror. I mean, that's yeah. And I mean, do you think you could do that yell again?
No.
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 Kill it!
Screaming and screaming, and no one can hear you. What does that feel like?
It sucks a lot. It was a pretty terrible feeling. But, you know, living in Alaska and getting stuck somewhere and people not hearing you is a pretty common situation. So I kind of accepted the reality of it. And I knew Kevin was on his way, but, you know, I'm like, you know, time for panic attack, obviously, you know?
Kevin! 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 Oh, God. Oh, God, why did I do this? Kevin! Kevin! Help! Help! Kevin! Help me! Help me! Kevin! 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 Help! Kevin!
Here, okay?
I'm scared.
The police are coming. The fire truck company is coming. They're all coming.
I'm gonna try one more time.
No.
No!
Just hold the f*** on. I'm gonna stand over next to the road so they know where to come. So hold the f*** on and
if I get my feet up.
No! Here. Stay the f*** down there.
The ice is cracking underneath me and it's way deeper than...
You need... your energy to hold on. So just hold on your weight. Let me stand out there so they can f***ing help you.
Why try to climb up and then maybe fall down and hit your head when the police are already coming?
Yeah.
And the fire truck and everybody, everything.
I thought I could retain my dignity by calling out myself.
Kevin, I'm really scared.
Yeah, me too.
What took you so long?
Okay, they're here. Well, this is probably our worst idea, but at least you're okay now, okay? So this will be really funny in hindsight, okay? Just hold on. Give me that flashlight, okay?
Who's gonna toss it out?
No. Okay, so that's the grappling hook.
What's his name?
Alex.
Spooky. Okay.
Yeah, this
is not a good idea in hindsight. Yeah. And I really thought it was time. Okay. Flight 01 on location, 104. Okay, Alex. Engine 16, Battalion 1, give me a ground. Folding ladder, I think, ought to work.
I'm really sorry to waste your time.
Yeah.
Alex, down the hole.
What did the firemen think of all of this?
Actually, the firemen were really supportive. Like, you know, they got me out of the hole. They'd be like, oh, you're going to be all right, man. You're going to be all right. It's like, we got blankets. And, you know, they got me out of the hole, like, you know, all this. And, like, I was still holding the grappling hook as I was climbing on the rope. It's like, you can let go of that now, buddy. You can let go of that. And they were really helpful. They were really nice. Yeah. And, like, you know, they're comforting me. They're like, you know, you want a blanket? And they got a blanket over me. And, but the real problem was actually the police officer. He was a really big jerk to me. Like, after I got out of the hole, like, you know, they're like, oh, come on, sign this paperwork and be like, you know, make sure we did everything all right. And then it's like, oh, now you got to deal with this guy. And so, you know, a cop comes up to me and then he, like, opens up my car and he's just like, I'm going to throw your grappling hook down this hole. He's like, what are you kids doing down here? Blah, blah, blah. He pulls me out of the corner. He's like, look, there's kids your age going dying in Iraq and you're being a little big baby getting stuck in holes like a little kid and all this. And he's just really in my face, like, just being really offensive. And I'm just, like traumatized. I'm still shaking. I'm like, and I was like really offended deep down and all this, but then he stopped for a second. He's like, okay, wait a minute, maybe it's not so much of a bad thing you got stuck down here, because maybe some little kid could walk by, they could have got stuck, and like, you know, nobody would ever find them, so maybe it's not so much of a bad thing you got stuck down there.
This is the worst idea ever.
That's now recorded, Alex.
Thanks, Kevin.
To remind us forever that our late nights of adventure need to be
more thought out,
less adventurous.
Christians sometimes describe hell as complete and utter separation from God, but you don't need to be a Christian to understand this. If you want to know what hell is like, imagine complete and utter separation from whatever it is you find fundamental to your existence. If you want to know what hell is like, go into the woods, find a deep hole, climb in, and scream like a girl with the terrifying awareness that no one can hear you. Thanks for listening to this episode of Dark Winter Nights, True Stories from Alaska. Today's story was produced and edited by myself, Rob Prince. The opening and closing music was by Thought Trade, based right here in Fairbanks, Alaska. Hey, if you've got a great story about Alaska or know someone who does, please submit it at darkwinternights.com. And thanks.
Dark Winter Nights is produced with support from the University of Alaska Fairbanks Journalism Department, preparing the next generation of bold and talented journalists. UAF Journalism. Tell great stories. Thanks for listening to this episode of Dark Winter Nights. Want more Alaska stories? Check out the Dark Winter Nights podcast, available now on iTunes or online at darkwinternights.com. We need your Alaska stories. If you've got a great story to tell or know someone who does, head over to darkwinternights.com, where you can submit your idea and get more information about the program.